This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For more than a year, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes emphasized his middle-class roots and progressive record while running a Democratic primary campaign for U.S. Senate. Now that his top Democratic opponents have dropped out, his challenge will be winning over independent voters in a general election campaign against Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Rich Kramer has this report.
At the July Farm Technology Days Exposition in Clark County, a handful of Democratic candidates worked the crowd, hoping to make inroads with rural Wisconsinites who typically lean Republican. At the State Democratic Party Rural Caucus tent, Mandela Barnes went one-on-one with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser of Merrill.
Well, can we talk policy for
a minute?
We can talk.
Let's go. Let's have at it.
They talked fuel prices, health care, trade policy, and campaign finance reform. Barnes told Breitenmoser change is slow in the Senate, in part because it's a millionaire's club. Barnes said he's a different kind of candidate.
And if we don't have people in office who understand our struggles, things will never change.
That was less than a month ago. A lot has changed since then. All of Barnes' top Democratic competitors dropped out of the race in late July and endorsed his campaign.
It really is unprecedented.
That's Jessica Taylor. She covers Senate and governor's races for the National Cook Political Report.
And I think it speaks to the fact that this is Democrats' number one incumbent in Ron Johnson that they are targeting.
In his own words, Barnes' journey from Milwaukee kid to running to be Wisconsin's first Black U.S. senator is a very Wisconsin story.
I come from a working class household. My mother was a public school teacher for 30 years. My dad worked on an assembly line, third shift for 30 years.
Barnes has consistently leaned on his upbringing to add personal flair to liberal policies championed by progressive Democrats. He recalls his dad making catalytic converters in Oak Creek following the Clean Air Act of 1970 when talking about transitioning to renewable energy. After the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Barnes talked about his mother's abortion during a debate.
She had a complicated pregnancy. Her health was at risk. She had to make the decision to end that pregnancy. But it was her decision to make. And that's a decision that any woman across this country should be able to make without interference from politicians.
Barnes, who is Wisconsin's first ever Black lieutenant governor, says he started thinking about getting involved in politics in 2004. He says he was inspired while watching a Democratic National Convention speech by then Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama.
Tonight is a particular honor for me because, let's face it, my presence on this stage is pretty unlikely.
And so I thought about, you know, the things that, you know, I lived through in my life. They weren't the worst in the world, but they were still some things and some trying times that a lot of people shouldn't have to experience.
Barnes has shown an ambitious streak in politics. He won his first campaign for the legislature in 2012. 6 years later, he won a Democratic primary for lieutenant governor to join Tony Evers' successful ticket in the race for governor. Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong says she's worked closely with Barnes in the lieutenant governor's office on issues like climate change.
When you feel like you have an ally and sharing your platform and connecting with folks who don't always have an entryway to politics, him being really open to that helped me as a freshman legislator feel like, okay, I can keep pushing.
Barnes' progressive platform and major endorsements from liberal favorites like U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have served him well in the Democratic primary. But the Cook Report's Taylor says Barnes will need to build support in rural areas between now and the general election.
And so that's where I could think that he could do some work and maybe a populist message could appeal there. But Barnes has been the one that Republicans most wanted to run against.
The attacks have already begun, with Republicans painting Barnes as a radical liberal who is out of touch with average Wisconsinites. Barnes says he's ready for the onslaught and believes his middle-class message and grassroots enthusiasm will win the day November 8th. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.